And now this is a dictation for James Lamee, L-A-M-E-E, February 1778, address as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up for Mr. Lamee, advanced renal failure, secondary to obstructed uropathy with bilateral nephrostomy tube. Last visit was in January. University of Michigan is doing the tube exchange presently every 10 weeks. Due on the next few days, denies gross infection, cloudiness, or bleeding, denies abdominal pain, fever. He is treated for adenocarcinoma with chemotherapy, Dr. Sahai, in a person who has Crohn's disease, ileostomy, bowel cancer. Presently, no vomiting or changes on bowels, no bleeding, no abdominal pain, good urine output. No chest pain, stable COPD, no oxygen, no orthopnea PND, purulent material hemoptysis, chronic numbness on the feet, no ulcers, lower extremities, no rash, palms, or soles, no pruritus. He eats 6 small meals a day to help with the fast emptying of his small bowel. Next paragraph, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, takes no medication besides chemo. Next paragraph, weight 150, 73 inches tall. Looks frail, severe cachectic, no respiratory distress, there is pallor of the skin. COPD abnormalities, distant clear, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal distension, peritonitis, no gross edema, focal deficits. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. There is a cell count a few days ago, normal white blood cell platelet, anemia 10.6. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated. Creatinine 3.2, which is baseline, representing a GFR 23 stage 4, a normal glucose. Chronic elevation of CEA at 9.1. Recent iron studies, low normal. Recent phosphorus not elevated, less than 4.8. Recent CT scan, PET scan. Prior abnormalities at the level of the bladder has resolved. There is activity, which appears to be new, at the level of the anterior abdominal midline wall, at the level of the muscle rectus abdominis that extends to the skin. No evidence of metastasis, a stable calcified mass in the posterior inferior pelvis, which is not hypermetabolic. Underlying COPD and bilateral nephrostomies. The prior abdominal perineal resection. Review note of Dr. Sahai, the rectal cancer, the metastasis to peritoneum, this was an adenocarcinoma of a small bowel at the level of the prior ileal anastomosis. He's presently on treatment with FOLFIRI, F-O-L-F-I-R-I, which includes the fluorouracil, irinotecan, I-R-I-N-O-T-E-C-A-N. And also the bevacizumab is B as in boy, E, V as in Victor, A, C, I, Z, U, M, A, B. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, obstructed uropathy with bilateral nephrostomy tube, secondary to cancer as indicated above. No evidence of infection, decreased urine output, or bleeding. No indication for dialysis, which is done for symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Continue management of his adenocarcinoma by oncology as indicated above, most recent electrolyte, acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and anemia, all of them stable. He follows hydration with Pedialyte. There are certain raw food and vegetables that he cannot tolerate. He does tolerate protein without much of greasy fried food. He will continue chemistry on a regular basis. Plan to see him back on the next 4 months or so. End of dictation.